Blog Talk Radio. And that was Mr. William Murphy, and the song is titled, It's Working. Father God, we come to you right now, God. You know that I'm very full, God, and we just thank you, God, for everything that you're doing in our lives. Lord, continue to build this platform, God. I'm just astounded and in awe of your majesty, of your glory, your just awesomeness in everything that you do, God. Decrease, Veronda Bellamy. Increase yourself, God, so that the only thing that the listeners hear is you speaking through me, God. God, I thank you for everything you've blessed us with. And God, be a vessel, or God, use me as your vessel through the show tonight. Lord, we thank you, and it's in the name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Guys, thank you all for joining. I am sitting here. I've been pretty full spiritually all day today. And I'm going to try to make it through this show for the next hour. But as you guys know, this has been declared as Women Inspired, the month of March. And we have had a few guests on this month. And just to bring you guys inspiration to encourage you to continue to live your lives in the best way that you know how. Veronda Bellamy Inspired really is just put here to inspire people, the listeners, to live the best life that they possibly can. I believe this is my season. I felt the song was appropriate for the show and to start it off tonight, because not only is it my season, but I think it's everyone that's on this call season. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for you to step into the season that God has prepared for you. You've been going through and trying to figure out where God was leading you and bumping and stumbling into walls, going from left to right, forward, backward, taking three steps back, two steps forward, and trying to make sense of it all. But God is saying that he's ready for you, and he needs for you to know that he's ready for you. And you have to know that no matter what your shortcomings appear to be, that God can stand up in those shortcomings. In fact, he will stand up in those shortcomings and use you as the vessel that he has declared that you would be before birth, okay? So Veronda Bellamy Inspired, really we come on every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's really simple, guys. All you have to do is dial 914-338-0464. Sit back and enjoy the show. If at any time you would like to leave a comment, make a suggestion, ask a question, or whatever the case may be, I encourage you to press that number 1 on your phone so that I can acknowledge you on the list here. I have so many people on the call tonight. I'm in awe, seriously, and I thank you all for joining. But if at any time you guys would like to make a suggestion, have a comment or a question, press 1 so that I can see you in this call list and be able to pull you on. So I'm also planning to, in April, actually start up coming on twice a week. I just feel like I'm on to something, and I've been saying that for a while. And I really, when, you know, the days go by and I'm not able to come on a live broadcast, I really miss you guys. I miss being able to share something that I've learned that week or some type of experience I've had that week with you all, which is what I'm here for. So I've been led to go ahead and bring you guys more inspiration that is not only on Sundays but Thursdays as well, beginning in April. So stay tuned. I will broadcast that on all of the social platforms as well as my website. For anyone that's new and have never had an opportunity to listen to the show, you can always go to my website, which is www.verondabellamy.com, and listen to any of the previously recorded shows under the radio tab. So that'll give you a feel of what the show is all about. If at any time you guys would like to recommend that someone does come on the show, I welcome that, actually, and you can easily just email info@verondabellamy.com, and I will definitely respond to you as soon as I possibly can. So the good news is I'm going to be on more than once on Sundays, so I'll be coming to you guys Sundays as well as on Thursday evenings, both at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, again, just going back to the focus of the show for the month of March, it's Women Inspired. I don't know if it's globally, I do believe nationally, the month of March has been declared Women's Month. So I just felt it only right that we honor our ladies and just, you know, the inspiration that women can be in everyone's life and anyone that's in their life, how inspirational that they can be, and give you guys a chance to come on the show and talk about some of the things that you've done in your local community, some of the aspirations you may have. And then also on my Facebook page, I've been honoring women for most of the month with giving these ladies roses. So I'm going to shout out the ladies that I have honored so far, starting off with my mommy, Martha Brooks. I honored her, of course, with the rose. I honored my sister, Shannon Brooks. I also honored a cousin of mine, Andrella Dunlap, Angela McClendon, who also is a cousin of mine. I've honored Miss Beatrice Saunders, or Beatrice Saunders. I do apologize, Beatrice, if I'm saying your name wrong. I've honored Miss Kelly Mall. Quite a few ladies that I really, really just see something special in you. I wanted to that was my way, really giving you that rose was a way for me to honor you from a distance and just saying, you know, I see you and I salute you, and I do consider you to be a woman inspired. So we have a special, special guest, guys, on the line that's going to be joining us in just a few moments. I am so thrilled to have this young lady on. She's such an inspiration. I've spoken with her and was just really moved by some of the things that she's doing and her focus and the fact that this young lady has a love and passion for Christ really just kind of just sealed a deal for me, for lack of better words. It just was a no-brainer to get her on, so I'm going to be bringing her on here shortly. But so we're talking about inspiration. So, you know, you think about inspiration, you know, what exactly is inspiration? What does it look like? How do you, you know, consider yourself to be an inspiration? Or what does a woman inspired really look like? And, you know, I looked in the dictionary for the definition of inspiration. And what I found was an inspiring or animating action or influence. Something inspired as an idea, a result of inspired activity, a thing or person that inspires, a divine influence directly and immediately exerted upon the mind and soul. That one really spoke to me. A divine influence directly and immediately exerted upon the mind and soul. So the inspiration is anyone, anything that inspires you to really just live the best life that you possibly can live. I shared on Facebook that I was co-facilitating a substance abuse group this past week, and we were talking about basically just, you know, the process of recovery for individuals that are recovering from drug addiction, substance addiction, recovering from mental health challenges, or whatever the case may have been. But, you know, there's a process in that, right? And generally you can pull through that process from things that inspire you. It could be a counselor, it could be a friend, it could be something that a banner ad that you read. It could be a source of things. It could be you reading your Bible, talking to your pastor. The inspiration can come from a magnitude of things. And from that, whatever you gather from that inspiration, it basically guides you into not necessarily mocking or imitating the person or thing that inspired you, but you get to put your own spin on it, be yourself, and then you are inspired in that process, right? So that's really what life is all about, guys, just owning who you are and being an inspiration. So I'm going to go ahead and let you guys hear this song here. I really, really like this song. It's, I think her name is Jacalyn Carr, and the name of the song is Manifestation. So, guys, thank you all for joining the live broadcast tonight. I do appreciate it, but I need for you to sit back and enjoy. Oh,
Some of you have been praying. Many have been holding on, doing all you know to do. But I stopped by to tell you that your manifestation is coming in the name of Jesus.
And that was J. Colin Carr, manifestation. That's what we want. We want to see God's manifestation. We live our life every day planting seeds, hopefully, you know, seeds in the right soil and doing the right things. And it's really as simple as that when you are focused on Christ and you are, you know, really trying to live your life the right way, you can really proclaim that you are right soil. So doing the right thing as much as you possibly can, you're going to at some point see the manifestation. So in the song that we started off with, you know, it was talking about how everything is working for our good. It's our season. And, guys, I really want you guys to believe that. Ladies, believe that. No matter what challenges you're vexed with at this time, I really need you guys to believe that everything is working for your good. And that manifestation will come in the season when it's time for it to. And for many of you, I'm just, like I said, at the top of the call, I just feel like I'm full. I'm very full spiritually. And I do believe this is the season. And being in the season requires you to take action. You have to start moving towards that manifestation. Start embodying the body of Christ. Put on the full armor of God and then step into where he's taking you, right? So this whole thing has been a process for me. And just to give you guys a little bit of background about myself, not to be too in-depth, but basically I am a survivor of several different things that I've had to endure throughout my life, and basically the enemy had me to a point of my voice was completely silent. I was in a state of depression, and me talking like this was not even it was far from me, for lack of better words. It just was not happening. And I came into a season of, I think I really had to go through that 2.5 year depression to get to where I am today, because when I came through, so much came out, and I really just started digging into what God wanted me to do. From that, after that 2.5 year period, at the end of it, I wrote a book. I started this show, Veronda Bellamy Inspired. I coach clients as well. So if any of you are in need of any type of life coaching, definitely reach out to me. I have no problem with helping you with that. Pretty much anything that you see me do is done by me. And it's only by the grace of God that I'm able to do all of these things. And it's so much more that's coming down that I'm so ready for. And God is so strategic in everything he does. Guys, I just want to say to you, don't ever give up on your dreams. You could not have told me 5 years from now I would be in this place with, you know, all the people that, you know, that's listening right now to this particular broadcast, speaking to you guys from this level as a young, some people, yes, I'm young. in the eyes of a lot of people, I am young. But being this age and then being able to articulate what it is that I want to say to you guys in a way that is received spiritually by those that really need it, like that's really what it's all about. And 5 years ago, I would not have imagined to be where I am today. I also have a nonprofit called Bridging the Gap of America, in which the focus is on mentoring girls. There's a movement that's going on with that. It's really taken off. If you're really interested in being a part of Bridging the Gap, certainly reach out to me again, it's info@verondabellamy.com. So, guys, all of this stuff that I'm doing came by way of me having to transition. And then during that transition, I was focused on staying and doing things the right way, doing things the God way. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. Do I fall? I absolutely do. But I get back up, and when I get up, I rise up in the name of Jesus, you know, so I can step forward on the right foot and do what it is that God wants me to do. So that's a little bit of background about myself. I see quite a few people on that may not know who I am, so I just wanted to give you guys that information to see more of the current things that I'm doing. Certainly go to my website, verondabellamy.com, and guys, going to go ahead and move forward in this and talk a little bit about our wonderful guest that we have lined up for tonight, Ms. Angelique Henderson. And this young lady, my gosh, she is just phenomenal. I found her on Twitter, actually, and just the comments and posts that she makes on social media is so inspiring. She's such a positive lady. This young lady, just reading her bio, it says Angelique Henderson is pursuing a bachelor's degree in economics, a secondary field in dramatic arts, and a certificate of proficiency in Spanish from Harvard University, and is expected to graduate in May 2015. Her love for the performing arts has shown through during her time at Harvard, and she has been in plays, fashion shows, and poetry slams, and received formal theater training while there. And basically, just moving forward from that, she was born on March 4th and originally from the Bed-Stuy section of Brooklyn, New York. So to all of my NY people on the call, shout out to you guys. Thank you all for joining. I really do appreciate it, and I'm sure Angelique appreciates the support as well. Angelique is an aspiring film and television actress, but also really enjoys modeling, dancing, and writing and reciting poetry. She spent this past summer in Los Angeles taking acting classes, networking, visiting sets, and building her social media presence while still interning for, quote-unquote, Harvard Wood as their administrative and community outreach coordinator. This young lady is phenomenal. And, guys, before I bring her on, Angelique, I know you're dying to get on. Just hold on, sweetheart. You're coming on in just a second. But I really hope that I want to play this that I was able to hear from her, just something she performed. I want you guys to hear it. So let me find it in my list, and I want you guys to just be able to kind of experience Miss Angelique firsthand for yourselves. So sit back and enjoy.
Hey, everyone. My name is Angelique Henderson. I'm an aspiring film and television actress at Harvard University. I'm also a model, dancer in some respects, and a writer and reciter of poetry. So I'm about to read a poem for you that I just wrote this morning entitled Of Christians and Disciples. I'm actually going to be reading it live tonight at Ryle's Jazz Club in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The address is 212 Hampshire Street, and it starts at 7:30 p.m., so I hope to see a lot of you there. So without further ado, Of Christians and Disciples by Angelique Henderson. Christian, disciple. Christian, disciple. See, I grew up as a Christian, had no concept of what a disciple was. I believed in a God above, but didn't know that same God walked the earth in the form of his son, Jesus Christ, who lived a perfect life. But see, there was more to it than that. He was persecuted, and that's a fact. Began his ministry around 30 AD, Mark 3:20-21, his family thought he was crazy, preaching in the temple, being a living, breathing example to his disciples who were with him and those to come, setting high standards so the world could be one. Because you see, sin is not who I am within. Water baptized, indwelling of the Holy Spirit, now there's only room for him. I don't walk like I used to, talk like I used to. See, but when you change the world to say, too soon, sorry, did I lose you? Rewind. Christian, disciple. Now, I'm not going to pretend to be a preacher, no bachelor's or master's in ministry, but those 66 books in the Bible, that's all a degree I need. Yeah, I battle with depression, therapy sessions, but you know what? Christ taught me a lesson, because even when he was sorrowful to the point of death in Gethsemane, he still went to that cross and died for me so I could be free, bound to sin no more, because that was Matthew 28:19, made into a disciple, baptized, taught to obey all that he commanded me, so I too can make disciples until I reach eternity. Christians, disciples. Christians, disciples. Let's examine this Christian thing, because the word is rampant throughout the songs we sing, but I see it only 3 times in my Bible, and to that you can hold me liable. Acts 11:26, Acts 26:28, 1 Peter 4:16. The first being the first time the disciples were called Christians, the second about Paul persuading others to become Christians, and the last about not being ashamed to suffer as a Christian. What have we here? I see that blank stare. In your hearts and minds, you plead, so what is the Bible really calling me to be? A disciple. First and foremost, every day of your life, single or with wife, poor with tithes, living the truth, outright disciple. A disciple has been taught to obey everything Christ commanded. Disciple. So count the cost then. Take up your cross daily, Luke. Don't be afraid of a little love and rebuke. None of us are perfect, but thank God for his grace that he still uses and loves us when we fall on our face. Pray to him daily and love one another. Be a part of a fellowship as a sister or brother, but never forget the mission, that great, great commission. Make disciples of all nations so we too can share in the inheritance of John's revelation. Preach the not watered down gospel daily, not as a Christian, but as a disciple. Yeah, they're interchangeable, but Christ never used Christian, and let us never forget his selfless persecution. And I live by the Bible, his standards, because he saved me when I was lost. So what is stopping you from hearing the gospel, studying the Bible with me, and counting the cost? Disciple, or should I say, Christian. Thanks for watching, and God bless you all.
And with no further ado, Angelique, I'm going to bring you on, sweetheart. Angelique,
hello.
Are you there?
I am here.
Awesome. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you. Thank you so, so much for joining the Veronda Bellamy Inspired Show. I hope that you've enjoyed it thus far.
I have, and the pleasure is all mine, trust me.
Awesome. So I had a chance to, you know, look at some more things that you've done, and I ran across your poem that you wrote and put on YouTube, and I was like, oh my God, we've got to air that. We've got to air it tonight. So thank you for being so quick and getting that to me, guys. She literally just emailed this to me, like, what, 15 minutes ago?
Yes.
And we were able to play that. So thank you, Angelique, hon. Angelique, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. Who is Miss Angelique Henderson?
Well, that's a lot, but I'll give you guys the Spark Notes version. As you said, you know, you read from my bio on AngeliqueHenderson.com, so y'all can check it out if you want. I'm originally from the Bedford-Stuyvesant section of Brooklyn, New York. I was born and raised there, went to public school there, loved the performing arts, you know, since I was pretty much born. So I've been playing a cello since second grade. I went to Juilliard for 2 years. Played in their music advancement program. I went to the Ronald Emmons Learning Center, 113, for vocal music for junior high school. Then I went off to Brooklyn Technical High School, studied law and society because we have a major system there. Then went off to Harvard. So I was pre-law,
wow,
literally all the way up until junior year of Harvard. And I was studying abroad in Spain for 3 months in Madrid. And I got to be on Spanish TV while I was there. So I was interviewed about Hurricane Sandy and hung out in the TV studios there, and that was my aha moment. I was like, why am I not living this life? I planned to be an entertainment lawyer, and then I realized I didn't want to represent the entertainment. I wanted to be the entertainment. So ever since then, I've been on this journey to where I am now, pursuing television and film acting. I'm currently on a break from Harvard because of it. I realized I really wanted to pursue it. I wasn't ready to graduate in May 2014, which is when I was supposed to graduate. So I've been in New York taking acting classes, networking. I just got involved with a professional acting coach, so really just trying to move my career forward.
That is phenomenal. Your parents must be extremely proud of you.
A little bit.
Just a tad bit, huh? I salute you for everything you're doing, and you know, most importantly, your passion for Christ. Just to piggyback off of that, so what exactly is your driving force? What kind of, I guess, helps you in making your decisions and gives you the thumbs up? What is your driving force for those factors?
Right. So I've considered myself a Christian since I was 16 years old, the tumultuous teen years. So I went through a lot, really was trying to figure things out for myself. Clearly I was smart, so I always found a way to rationalize something, et cetera. But then just realizing that I was extremely wrong a lot and made some pretty terrible decisions, I was like, hey, let me check out this God thing and see how that works out for me. So ever since then, it's just been a constant journey growing in my relationship with God and figuring out what his calling is for my life, you know, what my purpose is here. And, you know, he's clued me in a bit, so I definitely feel strongly that acting is that platform that, you know, my ultimate goal is international acclaim as an actress, so being able to use that platform to preach the gospel around the world. So it sounds kind of crazy, but, you know, my favorite scripture is Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I'm just resting
wow.
in that and seeing what happens.
That you absolutely will not go wrong resting on that particular scripture. You can do anything. And the Bible doesn't just say one thing. It says all things through
Amen.
Christ who strengthens you. So as you continue in your endeavors and in your pursuit and just, you know, being a Christian, first and foremost, never forget that and always remain, to, you know, grounded in whatever it is and wherever you are in this world, remain grounded and know that you can do anything and all things through Christ. So you've got some experience in acting, and you're feeling really good about it. At the end of every day, though, you are a Christian, and you are, you know, you are young, you're a young adult. How do you stay grounded, you know, in being a young adult in a world that's so chaotic and crazy and has, you know, so much to give to young adults? How do you stay grounded in that?
Yeah, well, I believe it's in Psalm 119 where David talks about how can a young man, you know, stay pure. It's by staying grounded in the Word of God. So every day just waking up, making sure I'm getting that time and, you know, opening my Bible, digging into it, just growing closer to him through that. You know, even at night, I will admit I struggle at night and I fall asleep sometimes, but I try to get those prayers in. And really just stay close to him. So I'll say that's definitely the biggest thing that works for me, in addition to just having to go through my own journey, battle, whatever we want to call it at this point. I struggled with depression recently to the point of almost committing suicide, too. It was a huge thing for me, but Christ definitely delivered me from it and made me realize that my life is worth so much more. He has so much mm-hmm. for me to do, and that this world doesn't have much to offer. And you know, now I'm not focusing on what everyone else is doing, what Harvard student is getting into Goldman Sachs or Morgan Stanley or XYZ company, and just, you know, being comforted by the fact that I have my unique, you know, Jeremiah 29:11 plan and rolling with that. So that's pretty much it.
I love it. I love the way that you just, you know, really articulate the scriptures and make it so much your life. You know,
right.
because that's really what you're supposed to do. That's what we are to do as Christians. And I think young and older adults alike battle with embodying the scriptures. You know, and the Bible talks about this mind that is in Christ Jesus is also in you. So it's like, you know, people don't believe that. They really don't believe that Christ's mind is also in your body. It's your mind as well. So the way that you put that is right on point. You really have to really believe the word of God and embody it and act on it. You know, it's one thing to hear a word, think it, and then do nothing. It's a completely different thing once you actually act on it. So right. When you begin to act on God's word and his scriptures, you can go ahead and step into whatever platform God has designed for you and really master it, because he's guiding you. He's your guiding force. What other force would you need beyond God, right?
Right.
You don't need any other force. Mm-hmm. So in battling your depression, are you at a point of being willing to talk about that a little bit and how you were able to come out, or is that something you want to kind of stay away from?
If you have any specific questions, I'm more than open about it.
Awesome. So with the depression, how did you find out that you were, you know, there in a depression? Because usually what I found is that when you're going through a depression, you don't just wake up and be like, okay, what's happening to me? You're in it, like deep into it. So what was your moment of realizing, okay, this is not of God, this is not me? What was that like for you?
It was pretty interesting, because one of my friends just tweeted, that was not a SparkNotes version when I gave my bio, but literally the things that I've been through require a book. So I actually am writing a book, which I hope to publish soon, about a lot of these experiences. But in summary, I've actually battled with depression since I was around 16. Didn't really know what it was or acknowledge it for what it was. I would just have these intense moments of getting really down and really hard on myself. I was always the type of person to just press forward and put on the mask that everything is fine and go off to the award ceremony or play at that cello recital and just mask everything and rooted my identity in those things. So I guess, I don't know, God decided that once I was in Harvard, he's like, no, your identity isn't going to be rooted in your accomplishments and what you achieve. It's going to be rooted in me and me alone. So, so when it got really bad last semester, just literally hit rock bottom, and there was no other explanation for it. And I think the biggest indicator was that I wasn't doing as well as I wanted to in my classes, having always been 90 above average student, you know, 3.5 and above at Harvard, and then all of a sudden I'm struggling in classes. My mom just showed up one day and was like, yeah, you need a break. Let's go. So that's what happened.
So from that moment, you know, you pretty much came to grips with what was going on. And what I realized is a lot of times when God has something huge for a person to do, a huge assignment, the enemy will try every angle he possibly can to stop you from achieving and really being about God. So your mom kind of stepped in and helped you out with that situation, and now you are really stepping into a completely different season of your life, and really you've gotten clear on what your purpose is and staying, you know, true to just living a Christian life no matter what side of the world you're on. Would you say that's accurate?
Extremely accurate.
Perfect. So are you an only child? Do you have any siblings or?
Oh, no. I have 3 brothers and 1 sister. So I have a younger brother who's 12, and then everyone else is older than me.
Perfect. So you have a pretty large family, actually.
Yeah.
3 brothers, 1 sister. So, yeah, that's a pretty large family in today's world, 5 kids. So salute to your parents for everything they've done and just, you know, really giving you everything that you needed to be this instrument and vessel of God. So what should we expect to hear from Ms. Angelique over the coming months, years? What would you like to, like to, what projects would you like to share with the listeners, if any at all?
Well, I'm a very secretive person. Oh, I'm just kidding. So like I told you, I'm working on the book. I hope to publish that sometime this year. So really trying to just buckle down and focus on that. So hopefully that'll be coming out. I do want to turn the book into a movie, so I'll be working on that as well. But in this current season, I'm working on finding representation, so getting an agent and or manager for acting so that I can start auditioning for and booking commercials and moving forward with the acting aspect of Anjali Kenderson. So, yeah, that's the short-term goal.
Well, that sounds great. It really does. And I, you know, will be in prayer with you as you continue on your journey. What final words do you have to share with the listeners? What inspiration would you like to leave with them?
Yeah, words of inspiration. Definitely just, I'd say, go out, define what success and happiness is for yourself, be true to that, and, you know, just go after it with everything you have. Don't fall into the mold of, I have to go to college, graduate, get this type of job with these type of benefits, or, you know, my parents want me to be a lawyer, so I'm going to do that, or be a doctor, so I'm going to do that. No, we all have our own individual calling / purpose. So if you really go after that, I think the world will be a better place. People will smile more.
Yeah. You're right. You wouldn't have any other choice but to be happy because you're doing
right.
What you're here for. So, Angelique, hon, it's been a pleasure having you on. Guys, you've heard from her, and she is real. She's not a fake person. And you can check her out on her website, which is www.angeliquehenderson.com. I will post her website on my social platforms as well. Angelique, I mentioned to you a project that I'm working on. I will be reaching out to you for that as well over the coming weeks. And hopefully we can get you back on at some point. Once your book comes out, perhaps you can come back and share it with the listeners and maybe give a couple of free copies away to the listeners. Would you entertain that at all?
I would definitely entertain that.
Awesome. So wishing you all the best on your endeavors, hon, and thanks for your time, and we'll be in touch soon, okay?
Thank you. You have a good night.
You too, hon. My pleasure.
Bye.
And, guys, you've just heard from Ms. Angelique Henderson. I need for you guys to continue enjoying the show. Sit back and enjoy.
Oh, God, this next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shooting that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people, that they would not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as living sacrifices. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in, God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in until what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in until the plans of the enemy. But, God, we stand and we say we will be holy. We will keep our bodies pure. We will keep our bodies pure. We'll keep our minds pure. In the name of Jesus, we will not give in to drugs. We will not give in to drinking. We will not give in to smoking. But God, we will stand for holiness. We will stand for what's right. So God, we cry out, purify us, Lord, purify us, Lord, sanctify us, cleanse us, God. We want to be holy, we want to be like you, Lord, we want to be like you, Lord. We cry out today, we give ourselves to you, our lives are in your hand, our lives are in your hand. Oh God, for we believe, you're raising up some planet shakers, you're raising up some demon slayers, you're raising up some Satan defeaters, and God, we stand right now, and we say we will be the one, we will be the one that will show the enemy that he is a liar. He will not have all the young people. He will not have our minds. We will be the one. We will be the example. We will be the chosen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Young people right there where you are, just lift up your hands and begin to tell God, God, I will be the one. God, I will be the one. He just want to know if he can have a willing vessel. He just want to know if he have a willing vessel that will stand up and declare to this nation, that will stand up and declare to this world that God is real. God is real. I will be the one. I will be the one.
And again, that was Ms. J. Colin Carr, Young People's Cry is the name of the prayer you just heard. And we really want to keep our young people tuned on the right path, focused on living a godly life despite what influences may come their way. That's really the only way that our young kids will continue. Even as adults, you just really have to stay focused on God and living the best life that you possibly can. In my book titled The Pain Stops Today, guys, it's available on Amazon.com. You can go there, type in my name, Veronda Bellamy, and the book will appear, and you can download it right to your smartphone through the Kindle app. But I'm going to cover a few of the steps with you that's in my book as a means to inspire you guys to live a godly life as much as you possibly can. You know, as I spoke with Angelique, she inspired me. She gave me confirmation that what I'm doing is right, because it's so hard to stay at times on the right path when you have people your age that's not necessarily there. Specifically for myself, I see a lot of older people that's at the place that I'm at right now spiritually, but it's okay. You know, it's not just my age, it's even younger that's coming, and that's going to make a mighty, mighty move of God, and we're taking back our territory in the name of Jesus. So again, Angelique, thank you so much for your presence on the call tonight. But the book, The Pain Stops Today, step one is understanding God's gifting. And it goes and it reads, being a Christian does not require you to not have a life. It does require you to realize and believe in the gifts that God has given you. And it is time that you really begin to use them for his glory. Live. The first gift given was the gift of the Holy Spirit. This became once you accepted Christ into your life. It was automatic. God then thought, this child of mine will continue to carry out my work, so I am going to gift him or her with other gifts or gifts to continue to be about expanding my kingdom. I know what she or he needs are, and I know what they can bear, and I have gifted them according to their purpose. I entrust that the same spirit that all saints share will lead them if one follows. Therefore, some he has given many gifts, some one or two. At either rate, they are all important, and he has gifted you in the area that he knew you could bear. Everyone, every Christian has a gift. As soon as you proclaim Jesus Christ as being the Lord and Savior of your life, you were gifted, and you really have to get in a deep relationship with God to become clear in terms of what it is that He wants you to do. Just as Angelique mentioned, she tries to stay in her Word of God, stay in the Word of God, specifically in the mornings and at night, you know, throughout the day, as often as you possibly can. The more you stay in your Word, the more you'll be able to sense who God is. You'll have a relationship with Him, just like you do with your spouse or someone you're in a relationship with. You begin to learn their goings, their comings, their way about doing things. It's the same thing, the same way with God. It's just that you physically cannot see Him, but He's certainly there, and He will always be there. So you have to start really getting real with yourself about what it is that God wants you to do, and then getting into the Word of God and really learning how God communicates with you. I had an incident, what was that, last Sunday, actually, in which I was, as I put on social media, a damsel in distress. I was just perplexed about this situation, and it happened twice in one day. And it was so strange because I needed help, but there was, like, no one around to really help me. And this guy out of the blue just shows up, and he comes over, and he helps me with nothing attached, no, you know, can I get your number, none of that stuff, you know. I thanked him, and that was pretty much it. Then about 7 hours later, the same situation occurred, and I needed some help. And that same man appeared right when I really needed him. By the time he got done helping me, I looked at him and I said, you know what, you are an angel. You really are an angel from God, and I thank you. May God bless you. And he just smiled, and his smile was so kind, so innocent. I hadn't seen a smile like that really ever since my husband. I know, yeah, Nick Bellamy, shout out to you, babe. But this man's smile was so kind, and when I left and got in my car, it hit me that was God. You know, God will manifest himself in different ways to speak to us when you're in relationship with him. He'll show himself to you in different forms, different ways. He can use anything to manifest himself. And I say it's God because, A, the man showed up right when I needed him. B, there were no strings attached. C, he just did what he had to do, and he just went on about his business, and that was it. And as I reflected on it, I was in tears. As I drove back home, I was in tears at the awesomeness of God. And it was right before the show started last Sunday, and I was just done. So, guys, get in relationship with God so that you can see him more and more, and how he really wants to have that relationship with you, and the dialogue and the communication that you guys can openly have together. What I read to you previously, again, was the first step of my book, The Pain Stops Today, which is on Amazon.com. And this book, what it does for you is it not only propels you into a place of understanding your purpose, but it more importantly, helps you to understand exactly what your spiritual gift is. It is in your spiritual gifting that you are able to really step into your purpose, right? So I think I have someone on the line that wants to make a comment before we end the show for tonight. I have a number ending in 4526. 4526, are you on? Hello? Okay, maybe not. Maybe they pressed 1 by accident. 4526. Okay. Being bashful, it's okay. But really, guys, start to build that relationship with God, and you can do that by digging into the Word and being in meditation and prayer with God throughout the day and just really being true to who you are. Guys, I really, really, really hope you've enjoyed the show tonight. I promise to come on every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, for anyone that's new to the live broadcast, you can check me out on my website, www.verondabellamy.com, or you can simply 7 p.m. on every Sunday, Eastern Standard Time, call 914-338-0464. Sit back and enjoy. If at any time you would like to make a comment, press 1 so I can acknowledge you and bring you on. But I appreciate the support. I really do. And, guys, we're going to continue on in this whole series of Women Inspired. You've heard from the wonderful Angelique Henderson and how she is a woman inspired, and she's about her business focused on God, and everything else is secondary. And because of that, she's going to have everything she proclaims, everything she puts her hands on, she's going to be blessed with it. Guys, so if at any time you guys have are in need of prayer, you can send me your prayer request at info@verondabellamy.com. Again, in April, I'm going to be coming on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as well, same number, basically doing like a Bible study format. So if you would like to be a part of that, email me info@verondabellamy.com. I have enjoyed spending this time with you guys. I miss you guys the entire week when before the next show airs. So, guys, thank you for taking the time to join me tonight, and I promise to continue to bring you content of relevancy as I continue in my quest and focus on living a godly life as much as I possibly can and being an instrument to those that I encounter. That's really what I'm here for, and whatever way God sees fit for me to carry this out is how it shall be done, and it will be done in the name of Jesus. Guys, I love you all. Thank you all for joining. You all have a fabulous week. Be a woman inspired. Be a man inspired. You are an inspiration. Start to get that relationship going with God. If you aren't where you want to be, it's never too late for you to start it up. And reach out to somebody, your pastor, somebody, myself, if you need any type of support. Guys, have a great one. We'll talk soon. Good night.
I wash and feel the way around can never be.